from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome back to our continuing coverage of coronavirus and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom, and joining me now on the KSRO live line is the CEO and president of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce, Peter Rumble. Thank you so much for joining us today, Peter.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I want to talk to you today about the governor's latest orders and how those are impacting us here in Sonoma County.
Sure. The governor's orders and then the subsequent revised health order from the County of Sonoma have gradually opened up some additional business opportunities for our local economy. Most notably, I think, is in the retail sector, mm-hmm. allowing the curbside pickup for retail. We've heard from a number of businesses that are moving in that direction, trying to figure out the best way to do that. Some orders just in time for Mother's Day have come in. We've heard anecdotally from some jewelry shops about that. So I think that's the most notable thing from the governor's order and again the subsequent order from County of Sonoma. I think that we are still in a very difficult place economically. However, it certainly doesn't go far enough to help businesses get to the place where they need to be to start to operate again. And unfortunately, I think we keep on getting stuck in this frame of essential versus non-essential businesses, and makes it very, very difficult for people to keep their businesses alive.
Now, I hear from the county that they are trying to move more towards a low-risk versus high-risk kind of a model. Is that something mm-hmm. that we can do if the state is not on board with that same idea?
I think it is. I'm encouraging so. I really want to give some love and a shout-out to Senator McGuire and his office for being so responsive to the local level and the request to allow counties to move ahead with a locally adopted plan. The governor did indicate that if a health officer and a board of supervisors in any given county approve a plan that leads to a responsible reopening based on health metrics, that they can do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is certainly a way to do that in Sonoma County. You can break that frame just by looking at sort of the personal behavior and the personal responsibility that we all need to take as residents and consumers and business owners and, friends and family, et cetera. It's all really on our shoulders. The shelter in place gave us the understanding of what we needed to do, but it's really everybody, every resident of Sonoma County that bent the curve, right? That ensured there was capacity in our hospital system. It wasn't a directive from the county. It was everybody pulling together and pitching in and doing what was needed. And so I think there's a very strong argument to be made that that same lens can work, or that same frame can work going ahead as we reopen. If we just understand what we need to do as individuals, what we need to do as business owners to make sure that people are safe, based on science, based on, medical advice, then we can, I think, get out of this essential, non-essential frame and start really looking at how do we care for our most vulnerable and allow people to avoid longer-term health impacts that are coming from a really horrendous economy right now.
There was one thing that I thought was really remarkable on the chamber website. You have a resources page, and it's divided mm-hmm. into different areas that are really helpful just in one spot. Can you tell us a little bit about how you sort of formatted that, and especially for businesses who are starting to reopen and need to find hand sanitizer in order to make sure that they're staying clean and taking care of employees and customers?
Yeah, thanks for highlighting that. We're just trying to format resources and information in any way that we can based on what we're hearing from our members. And, you know, we've done a couple surveys of members, and we're calling all of our members directly to just to figure out how we can be of most assistance. And one of the things that have been coming up is the ingenuity of our members. You know, we have distilleries making hand sanitizer now. We have you know, swimwear companies and the local market making face masks. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to organize that in a way for people not just to find information about, you know, how do I access the PPP, you know, federal programs, or how do we access local programs, or how do we get guidance on opening up? But, you know, what can we access as a community for things that we need? So that's all laid out there, and we're continuing to modify it when we get new information in. And, you know, there's information on financial resources as well as just general guidance. And I really appreciate you pointing that out, SantaRosaMetroChamber.com.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great resource. And then another thing that I also saw on your website was small business emergency grants. Are those still available? Mm-hmm. Are you still working on those?
They, we are absolutely still working on them. I've given this example a few times just to make sure that everybody understands how bad it is. You know, $2,000 grants available to any small business in Sonoma County with 20 or fewer employees, subject to the availability of funds, right? And so these are based on contributions that we receive. The Community Foundation stepped up and provided seed funding, as well as Bank of Marin and Poppy Bank. And we've given every dollar out. So we are actively fundraising now to make sure that we can provide more grants to people. Mm-hmm. But within the first 48 hours of the program, we had over 1,000 applications.
Wow.
And we got, you know, we continue to get them, even though we're pretty clear about, you know, our ability to only fund based on the dollars that we get in. So we'll do another round of grants next week. We've gotten another about $20,000 in, so all of that will go out. And of course, if anybody wants to donate, I know it's hard for most people, but for some, you might have the resources to donate, and you can do that, again, finding the information at SantaRosaMetroChamber.com.
Well, we appreciate it. And have you had feedback, or do you have any numbers in terms of your members, in terms of how many are impacted, what kinds of losses they're seeing, or is it too early to see that kind of information?
Yeah, we can provide it on a sort of a non-representative basis. Mm-hmm. We've done a couple surveys now, and I can tell you, for example, it's sort of a 50-50 coin flip for people who have been able to access the federal programs, like the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody, about 90% of our members applied, but only about 40% or so have seen the dollars come in. Mm-hmm. So there's still a big gap in those resources. About 50% of our members are unsure whether or not they're going to open up again, subject to variables like the availability of cash, of grants, or other capital, or the duration of the shelter in place orders, which again kind of goes back to that notion of if we can pull ourselves out of this approach of one business is essential versus the other without really any kind of definitive rationale between the two, and get it shifted to more of personal behaviors and protecting our most vulnerable, I think that will help a lot going forward.
Well, it's tough. There's no other way to put that. It's tough.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking some time this weekend to talk with us, and we'll check in again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That is the CEO and president of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber, Peter Rumble. I'm Michelle Marquis. You can continue to find information on coronavirus on our website at ksro.com. I also encourage you to download our app which you can find in the Google Play Store or in the iTunes Store. It's available there. Stay safe, wash your hands, shelter in place, be socially distant, and have a great weekend. We'll be back again tomorrow here at noon on KSRO.